The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host. But first, a message from our sponsor.
It's time to dress up your saddle with a Fuzzy Butt Tush Cush. The Fuzzy Butt is made from merino wool. The fleece is imported from Australia, and they are American-made. Many colors are available to complete your trail riding look. Talk about comfort in the saddle, and the Fuzzy Butt Tush Cush is stylish. The Fuzzy Butt makes the perfect gift item for Christmas. The Fuzzy Butt is available only at the White Horse Trading Post, and they are on Facebook. Call Debbie Dill at 573-378-0153 to place your order today. Go ahead. Your horse wants you to look good in the saddle.
On this week's episode of Mule Talk, I have a very special lady, and she is a farrier, an educator, and welfare advocate for donkeys. And her name is Megan Hensley. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you are wonderful, and you do so much in the donkey world. When did you get started in doing your work?
Well, first off, thank you so much. And I got started about 17 years ago, actually, and I was an apprentice for a local farrier, and he happened to really love donkeys, which is kind of rare. And I remember we went to a couple of appointments. One of them was saddle paw miniatures, and this lady, who's a good friend of mine still, had 17 miniature donkeys and a few babies. And I mean, I don't know, if you don't fall in love with donkeys after meeting a baby donkey, and I don't know, because that's what happened to me.
You're just not right. There you go.
I've been head over heels for them ever since, and found that in my industry there was a really big need for farriers that wanted to work with and handle donkeys, and so I just kind of made it a point to carve out a space for them in my business.
Wow, that is so amazing. So where are you located?
I'm up in Northern California in Humboldt County.
Okay.
Behind the Redwood Curtain.
Okay, wow. So
yeah.
You have worked with what? I imagine you have worked with some donkeys that have never been worked with. What was that like?
You know, those are some of my favorites. Or they may have, you know, be handled regularly by their owners, but then when they meet a stranger, they're like, oh, stranger danger. So it kind of depends. But, you know, what I know about donkeys to be true is that they are incredibly intelligent. So if you go into the situation knowing that about them, I like to try to pique their curiosity. If I can get them curious about me, wondering what I'm doing instead of being worried about what I'm doing, that helps a lot. And oftentimes, I will just meet with an owner. We call it a meet and greet, or also known as a meet and treat. And I just introduce myself to the owners and the donkeys, and I try to give them snacks or scratches, try to find something that the donkeys might enjoy. And, you know, I'm just doing my best to make a good impression on the donkeys so that they want to be my friend.
Oh, that is so neat. So have you ever... have you ever been injured from doing this kind of work?
You know what? Being a farrier is a very dangerous job just in general, but I have been very lucky to only have my feet stomped on a few times. It's interesting that you asked this because it's something I don't talk about a lot, but my most serious injury came from a mini mule. And before I tell what happened, I really got to stress that this was my fault. Okay, this little mini mule, I pushed her a little too far. I really wanted to help her because her feet were in bad shape. And I slipped, scared her, and she popped me in the face with one of the little feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm super lucky I didn't get my jaw broken or anything, but that's my most serious injury. It was pretty bad. My face was swollen. I didn't lose any teeth or anything, but it was definitely my own fault. I pushed her too far. I wasn't listening to her. But that's about it. I've been really lucky. I guess, you you know, I've caught a couple nails through my hands, but nothing. I guess one time I lost a thumbnail.
Okay, so I take it you're up to date on your tetanus shots.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. And what? How is hoof care different for donkeys as it is from mules and horses?
Well, let's see. It's a good question. The donkey hoof is, you know, the same as any equine hoof as far as the structures are concerned. They're just put together a little bit differently. The donkey hoof wall is uniform in thickness all the way around from the toe to the heel buttress, and it's a lot more dense. It has the same amount of horn tubules as a horse's hoof. They're just packed into a smaller package. And then you probably have seen this on your mule versus the horse. The frog and the caudal part of the hoof, the back of the hoof, it juts out farther because the donkeys are shaped more like a U. And so the digital cushion and the frog and the back part of the hoof sticks out farther. And this is like part of why donkeys are so sure-footed, which is one reason why people really enjoy mules. They get that from their donkey heritage. And the only, I think the biggest difference, you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, you got to trim them a little different. But, you know, we're reading the tissue, we're reading the hoof. A hoof is a hoof. I think what's the biggest difference in working with donkeys is their personality and being able to handle them. But overall, the other thing about their hoof that's really cool is their bone to soft tissue ratio is different from the horses. A donkey has far more soft tissue, and the bones are actually smaller in comparison, which again is links them to being incredibly sure-footed. Their hooves are very flexible and nimble with a lot of ability to absorb and dissipate shock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, there are some donkey myths out there. And yeah. Would you like to educate us on what's what?
I think that the biggest one, and this is what I advocate so hard for them, is they're incredibly misunderstood, especially in the farrier industry.
Ah.
They're labeled dangerous and stubborn. And if we go back to what I said earlier about their high level of intelligence, if we look at the donkey as a species and where they come from, which is the high desert and the Sudan desert, they don't flight like horses do. You know, like horses will be like, oh, what's that? Everybody go! And then they go, oh, it was nothing. Thank goodness. After they just like, you know, ran from that. But with what donkeys do, because resources are more scarce for them in their native environment. And so running away from everything doesn't make sense because you're going to not find water, or you're going to deplete your energy that you need. So it's more typical for donkeys to either attempt to camouflage or to turn and face the threat and say, okay, am I going to fight this or am I going to run? You know, so they're very thoughtful. And I think what people experience with donkeys where they consider them stubborn is a donkey will just kind of stop and be like, yeah, we're not doing this. I'm not going there. I don't want to do any of these things. And what they're really doing is they're thinking about their own self-preservation. And so that can be linked to stubbornness. And then as far as being like dangerous and kicking, I mean, they just will kind of be like, please stop. I don't want this anymore. And they might do things to try to, again, protect themselves. So I really like to help people understand that if they develop a trusting relationship with a donkey and really communicate clearly with them, donkeys really appreciate that. And once you create a connection with them, you can do just about anything with them, but that takes a little bit of time. So I hope that that helps people understand that they're not stubborn and dangerous. They're just self-preserving and very thoughtful and incredibly smart. And I mean, I think a lot of us can say we've experienced where, you know, the smarter an animal is, sometimes it can be harder for us to work with them because we're trying to figure out how to communicate, if that makes sense.
Sure, it does. And another myth that about the donkey is that they are slow and that they don't have the ability to be fast.
I mean,
a donkey, have you ever seen a donkey run? I mean, especially when they're out hunting, you know, if you're hunting on this donkey, they get so gamey. I mean, they are gone.
So, yeah, my little donkeys love to rip around. They'll make laps around around the field and stuff. I mean, they're no secretariat, but they're nimble, fast little guys. Yeah, and it's just they're having fun and being excited. And I imagine if they do decide that it's time to flee versus stand their ground, yeah, they're gonna scoot.
I think they're very entertaining. I love them. I think they bring such joy to everybody. They do have a purpose. They really do.
They really do. I love that you say that too, because that would probably be the other thing I'd love for people to know about donkeys if they don't already, is that they are very loving. Like you say, they bring a lot of joy. They're very funny. They have big personalities, which can just be a lot of, I love being around them because I just enjoy them so much for who they are.
So they have this ability to bring out something in ourselves, whether we're, you know, we need to be humble or honest. They just have that nature to them to change our perspective, I think.
I would agree. Yeah.
And I think when it comes time to saddle a donkey or break them, gentle them or anything like that, definitely their training is to be approached differently than compared to a mule or a horse.
Yeah.
So
I would agree.
Yeah. So what tips can you give us if you're wanting to gentle your donkey and maybe get them started under saddle?
Well, you know what? This is not my place of expertise.
Okay.
But I could speak to the gentling as far as for handling and hoof care, which I think then just follows along with under the saddle work. You know, there's a lot of different methods of horsemanship and training out there. And, you know, what I encourage people to follow is the very compassionate, gentle, thoughtful methods that are really putting the animal's needs first over. You know, it's great to have a saddle donkey or a mule or a horse and want to go out and enjoy them. And you can accomplish great things with them, but the training has to go at a pace that is comfortable for them, that honors them and their journey into becoming their saddle donkey or becoming confident lifting their feet. And I think when we do it in a way that is gentle and compassionate and clear, you know, friends also set boundaries with one another. But there's really gentle ways of doing that. I think that builds connection and trust, which then is just, you can just build upon those things. And before you know it, you're riding your donkey. One of my friends whom you interviewed recently, Rachel Ann, has great, information on saddle training for saddle donkeys, and then also the donkey listener.
Oh yeah.
And Silveria, I feel like I might have said her name right or wrong, but she's known as the donkey listener. And then Cynthia Fisher. Those are three really rock star ladies that have great information for getting your donkey ready to go under saddle.
Wow, that's wonderful. You do classes.
I do.
Okay. Tell us about that.
I teach owners, donkey and mule owners, how to trim their own donkey or mule's hooves.
There is
a huge gap in the farrier industry as far as donkeys and even mules receiving routine, timely hoof care. There's two reasons for that. There's a lot of farriers that don't want to work on donkeys or mules. And that's fine. They don't have to, but there's the people that are in desperate need. And then there's also people that are in areas that are so rural that they just struggle to find anybody anywhere near them at all to provide hoof care. So I created the first donkey-specific online hoof trimming course in July of 2020.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I never would have done it if COVID hadn't happened, I don't think, because I was traveling for work and I was pretty nervous to think that I could create an online course to teach people, but it has done really well. And what the coolest part is the people that are trimming their own donkey's hooves are doing really well. Like, they send me pictures and videos and I go, oh my God, you're doing it! Which is really fun.
And then what, you teach also about their diet or?
Yes. So diet and handling is in there and, you know, building connections. I like to work with donkeys at liberty of smaller spaces. So I'm usually trying to encourage people to, first of all, usually what I've got to do is help somebody build the confidence in themselves. The donkeys are generally ready. They're waiting for us to be ready, you know? And they, remember when you talked about what they can bring out in us and stuff, they really challenge us to be very clear and on point and consistent and kind. And they want us to be confident, too. So I spend, part of my courses are, you know, teaching confidence to the owners. We do handling. And then, you know, healthy hooves are not just a product of our trimming. They're also a product of their diet and their lifestyle, like how they're living, what they're walking on. Are they standing in too much mud? Do we need to bring in, you know, dry stuff? So we talk a lot about what we're feeding them and how we're keeping them. And that helps us create healthier hooves. And then once they're trimmed timely and appropriately, it's a recipe for, you know, close to optimal hooves. Or we can get ahead of hoof issues or even restore abnormal hooves through that process.
I find that mules have an emotional side to them. Now, how true is that with the donkey?
Oh, it's so true. Their emotional intelligence. Not only are they just intelligent, but they're very emotionally intelligent. And I love mules. I just don't have as many on my books. I'd love to have more, but I would say that, and I love horses too, but I would say that mules definitely probably get that emotional side from their donkey heritage. There's a mule that I work with, Romulus. It took over 6 months for me to make a breakthrough with him to be able to handle him for hoof care after like a traumatic event. And when he gave himself to me finally, it was the sweetest thing. One of the sweetest things that's ever happened to me probably in my career.
If a donkey has an encounter with a farrier and had a bad incident with that farrier. How long does it take for the donkey to get over that, to gain trust in a new farrier?
It can take a while, and I don't know how to put a timeline on it completely, but, you know, I don't know. I'll tell just a quick story. There was a little mini donkey who had been roped and thrown down on the ground and then had two people sit on top of her while someone trimmed her feet, And it was really terrifying for her and the owner, who it was the owner's first time farrier experience. And when I went to meet this little donkey, they had to put her in a small place and get a halter on her. And when she realized that I was a farrier, she began to break out in a sweat and tremble underneath me, like trembling. And I did my thing. I got her trimmed. I was just very gentle and quiet. And I have this thing where I just turn the head into me and we move in a little circle. My mentor called it the circle dance. I just tried to stay as quiet as I could. I tried to picture it in my mind. I tried to tell her, like, what I'm doing, you know, and I just, my energy. But it took almost five trims before she stopped seeming like she was scared of me. Because when we'd get done trimming, they'd unhalter her, and she would run to the other side of the field and just stand over there, like, oh, my gosh. And then I remember the first time they unhaltered her after the trim, and I, like, gave her a snack and told her, and then she didn't run away. And then, like, the next time I showed up, she saw me, and she walked over, you know. So it's hard to say. It just depends on how traumatic the experience was. But if you stick with it, you will make the breakthrough. And then once you make the breakthrough, that's it. They trust you.
Okay, let's talk about the hard-to-catch donkey. I mean, they have their own good reasons why they shouldn't be caught. So what is your experience on that? I mean, what tips can you give us?
Well, you know what? If you have a hard catch donkey and the farrier is coming, I really prefer a catch pin, which is like a smaller little corral, you know, maybe 20 by 20. And it's where all the tasty snacks are. It's where all the brushing in the field good stuff is. It's where the hay is. It's, you know, it's a fun place to be, usually, you know. So I highly recommend that, you know, the party pin. And then put them in there to be able to catch them. If you have time and you want to walk around your field and practice, I don't know. You know, I'm not a trainer, but I just, I got one little donkey that he, Mr. Kickstick. And he likes to run around and kick his little kickstick whenever you want to do anything with him. And he's cute as a bug, and he's one of my youngest donkeys, too. And I'll kind of move around out there with him. I like to try to get him to stop and face me. And once he's stopping and facing me, I might approach him and tell him, you know, good boy. I have some snacks. But it's kind of a hard question. Honestly, the catch pin just makes it so much easier, because once they're in there, then they can't get away from you as far. But I don't think that it's a complete alternative to... You should be able to catch your donkey out in the big field. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes they're like, yeah, I don't want to do this today. I don't need no halter. I don't need no nothing.
That is so true.
I know. And I appreciate that about them, because I'm not one that really likes to do whatever anybody thinks I should be doing. I like to do whatever I want to do. So I think that helps too. Like, if your donkey is running from you, don't get mad, you know.
Just try to see it from their point of view.
Yeah, you know. So, and I suppose when you do catch them, you do want to try to make catching fun. So have some treats and stuff. If you got to go to work or do stuff with them, try to make the initial catch full of, you know, so what's in it for them?
Yeah. I had a donkey like that years ago, and I did what you said. I made everything so much fun for him that he got to be a nuisance. He wouldn't go away. I was like, look, buddy, give me 5 foot of space, will you? So have you ever been intimidated by a donkey because he or she was just, like, so smart?
Not necessarily intimidated. I think I get really impressed by them. And I'm like, okay, you little I call them scallywags a lot, you know. I'm like, you little stinkers. Okay, so you're super smart and you don't want to do it. And sometimes I'll talk to them like that. I'll be like, hey, you know what? You better get over here because we got stuff to do, you know. And I try to keep it silly, but no, I'm not intimidated by their intelligence. I'm always just really impressed. I really love, genuinely love donkeys. And, you know, I like for them to be able to be who they are and not mess with that too much for them. You know, let them express themselves and still figure out a way to build. It's all about building that connection. And, you know, as long as you're exactly who you are and you're authentic and showing up, you know, as who you are. Because I'm a very outgoing, kind of loud person. And the donkeys know that about me. But if you're more of a quiet, laid-back person, that's fine, too. If you're just really being who you are, I think that's what they appreciate the most. I don't know where I went with that.
Well, that's all good. That's good stuff. And if there were one thing that you wanted somebody to learn about donkeys, what would that be?
Oh, man.
The main attribute that you want them to know about donkeys, what would that be?
I want them to know that they are not dangerous and mean, that they are not mean. I feel like that's another myth about, like, oh, donkeys are dangerous and they're mean. And it's just not true. And I think that really gets in the way of people seeing them for who they are if they allow themselves to be influenced by stereotypes and misconceptions from somebody else. Donkeys are fun.
and loving.
and loving. And they're brave. And they're very thoughtful. They are really, really cool. I have this saying that I say, everybody loves donkeys. They just might not know it yet. You know, they just might not have had the chance to get to be with a donkey. So, you know, they just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan, I want to thank you for reaching out to me and being a guest on Mule Talk. I want to have you back on because you certainly have a lot of information and we can learn so much from you. So you have a website, and what is that?
Thank you so much, Cindy. My website is holistichooves.com. And then on social media, you can find me at holistichooves.
Okay, so you're on Facebook and looks like Instagram.
Yeah, and you know, and then I'm on the TikTok and Twitter and the this and the that, but it's so hard to do all the social media. So you can find me primarily on Facebook and then on Instagram. And on Facebook, I have a group which is called Donkey Hoof Trimming for Donkey Owners. And that is, that's if you're interested in my courses or if you just want to.
Okay.
The other thing in that group is I have connections with colleagues around the world. And if you're looking for a donkey-friendly farrier, we can help you network and find someone in your area. People can email me at megan@holistichooves.
Okay.
And then, since this is the Mule Talk podcast, have you ever been to Bishop Mule Base?
I have not.
Okay. I haven't either, but this is my first year going in May, and I'm going to be presenting on Saturday and also running a booth. So if anybody hears this and they want to come down and meet me at Bishop Mule Days, they can do that too.
Well, they are lucky to have you. That is really
thank
neat.
You.
So, Megan, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you. Okay.
So we'll be talking soon.
All right. Forward to it. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Cindy K. Roberts. My mule Cobble had trust issues from previous training long ago. Sometimes it would get a little Western out there. So recently, I sent Cabo to Dave Recker, the mule enthusiast. Within one day, Dave had her laying down. I was amazed. Dave has worked with many mules over the years, and he certainly can read a mule. Dave's method is humane and is based on total trust between the handler and the mule. Your mule can easily develop into a more confident and calmer animal simply by asking your mule to lie down. Dave's DVD, Teaching Your Mule to Lie Down, is available through his website, muleenthusiast.com. Give your mule a better life. I did.
If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at everycowgirlsdream.com. Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.
Mule Talk is an Every Cowgirl's Dream production.